This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
John Powell was a professor of theology there. I've got several of John's books in my library. And when you go to Loyola, at least years ago, when you went to Loyola, even if you weren't a Catholic, even if you were an atheist, you still had to take a course in theology. And John Powell was one of the professors of theology, and so he had a young man named Tom, who not only was an atheist, he bragged about the fact that he was an atheist, and he would tell people jokingly, "I'm the atheist in residence at Loyola University." Not a professor in residence, but or a scholar in residence. "I'm the atheist in residence." And at the end of the course on theology, he did come up to John Powell and say, "Professor Powell, do you ever think I'll find God?" And that's an interesting question. And I thought John Powell gave a great answer. He says, "No, Tom, I don't think you'll ever find him. I don't think you'll ever find him, but I'm sure that God will find you. I'm sure that God will find you." He left the class. John Powell wondered whatever happened to the guy. Never saw him for years. And then one day, John Powell said this man wandered into his office at Loyola and said, "Do you remember me, one of your students, Tom?" "Of course I remember you, Tom." He told Professor Powell that he had a terminal illness. He said, "I tried to find God." He said, and he used this expression, "I beat bloody fists against the doors of heaven, but I still can't find God, couldn't find God." Had a terminal illness, and he said, "When they told me the tumor was malignant and that I didn't have long to live, I just desperately wanted to find God, but no success until something happened." He said, "I wanted to tell my dad before I died that I loved him." He said, "I never told my dad I loved him." And so he said, "I went home, and my dad had the paper up in front of him." Picture that scene, dad sitting in a chair with the paper in front of him. And Tom said, "I walked in and I said, 'Dad, I just came to tell you that I love you.'" And Tom said the paper fluttered to the ground. He just let go of it. He didn't put it down. He just let go of it, and it fluttered to the floor. And he said, "My dad did two things I never saw him do. Growing up, my dad started weeping, and he said, then my dad said, 'I love you too, Tom.'" And here's what Tom told John Powell. He said, "I've been beating on the doors of heaven for God to respond, and nothing happened. But the minute I humbled myself and said, 'Dad, I love you,' he said, I felt the presence of God." Maybe that's a word for somebody today. You think it's a matter of doing things for God and telling God to respond, and he just wants you to humble yourself in brokenness before him and come to him. And you know what? He responds, because he does more with brokenness than he will ever do with your abilities or skills or talents. He's the potter. We're the clay. Don't ever forget that.
Change my heart, oh God. Make it ever true. Change my heart, oh God. May I be like you. Change my heart, oh God. Make it ever true, oh, to be like you. Change my heart, oh God.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.